Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today is day 20 in our 31-day journey through 1st and 2nd Chronicles. We'll listen to two more chapters today out of 2nd Chronicles, chapters 12 and 13, as read by Faith Comes by Hearing.
2 Chronicles 12. When the rule of Rehoboam was established and he was strong, he abandoned the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. In the fifth year of King Rehoboam, because they had been unfaithful to the Lord, Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. And the people were without number who came with him from Egypt, Libyans, Succium, and Ethiopians. And he took the fortified cities of Judah and came as far as Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah, who had gathered at Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them,
"Thus says the Lord, you abandon me, so I have abandoned you to the hand of Shishak."
Then the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves and said,
"The Lord is righteous."
When the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah.
"They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. And my wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be servants to him, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries."
So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. He took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took away everything. He also took away the shields of gold that Solomon had made, and King Rehoboam made in their place shields of bronze and committed them to the hands of the officers of the guard who kept the door of the king's house. And as often as the king went into the house of the Lord, the guard came and carried them and brought them back to the guard room. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, so as not to make a complete destruction. Moreover, conditions were good in Judah. So King Rehoboam grew strong in Jerusalem and reigned. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city that the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. His mother's name was Naamah the Ammonite, and he did evil, for he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Now the acts of Rehoboam, from first to last, are they not written in the chronicles of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer? There were continual wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam, and Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his place. 2 Chronicles 13. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijah began to reign over Judah. He reigned for 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. Now there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah went out to battle, having an army of valiant men of war, 400,000 chosen men. And Jeroboam drew up his line of battle against him with 800,000 chosen mighty warriors. Then Abijah stood up on Mount Zemaraim, that is in the hill country of Ephraim, and said,
"Hear me, O Jeroboam and all Israel. Ought you not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingship over Israel forever to David and his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, a servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his Lord. And certain worthless scoundrels gathered about him and defied Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and irresolute and could not withstand them. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, because you are a great multitude, and have with you the golden calves that Jeroboam made you for gods? Have you not driven out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and made priests for yourselves like the peoples of other lands? Whoever comes for ordination with a young bull or seven rams becomes a priest of what are no gods. But as for us, The Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. We have priests ministering to the Lord who are sons of Aaron and Levites for their service. They offer to the Lord every morning and every evening burnt offerings and incense of sweet spices, set out the showbread on the table of pure gold, and care for the golden lampstand that its lamps may burn every evening. For we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but you have forsaken him. Behold, God is with us at our head, and his priests with their battle trumpets to sound the call to battle against you. O sons of Israel, do not fight against the Lord, the God of your fathers, for you cannot succeed.
Jeroboam had sent an ambush around to come upon them from behind. Thus his troops were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them. And when Judah looked, behold, the battle was in front of and behind them. And they cried to the Lord, and the priests blew the trumpets. Then the men of Judah raised the battle shout. And when the men of Judah shouted, God defeated Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. The men of Israel fled before Judah, and God gave them into their hand. Abijah and his people struck them with great force, so there fell slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the men of Israel were subdued at that time, and the men of Judah prevailed, because they relied on the Lord, the God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with its villages, and Jeshanah with its villages, and Ephron with its villages. Jeroboam did not recover his power in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him down, and he died. But Abijah grew mighty, and he took 14 wives and had 22 sons and 16 daughters. The rest of the acts of Abijah, his ways and his sayings, are written in the story of the prophet Iddo.
Back in 1983, when I was 28 years old, I read 2 Chronicles 12 through 14 on the same day. I wrote my personal Bible reading journal, Rehoboam, Abijah, and Asa Reign. Rehoboam followed by two good kings that sought the Lord. And then I quoted Matthew 6:33, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 14 years later, in 1997, at 42 years old, I read 2 Chronicles 10 through 12 on the same day. And I wrote, Rehoboam, king, did some good, but eventually failed, because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. He also forsook the law of the Lord after he established his kingdom and strengthened himself. When he repented, though, God's mercy spared him. Lord, forgive us for depending on our own strength. And 12 years later, 2009, at 54 years old, I read 2 Chronicles chapter 10 through 12 on the same day, and I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal, Solomon's son Rehoboam becomes king of Judah as kingdom divides. Once he became established and strong, he and all Israel with him forsook the law of the Lord. God's response, you have forsaken me, so I have forsaken you. But the leaders humbled themselves. God's response, when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, they have humbled themselves, so I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some measure of deliverance. We are the same like Solomon's reign. We have it all, wealth, riches, peace, the good life, but we forsake the Lord, so he forsakes us. If we humble ourselves, he will grant us some measure of deliverance. If we don't, he will destroy us. Our practical applications for life from these two chapters are these. You abandoned me, so I have abandoned you. Have you abandoned the Lord? Do you wonder why he doesn't answer your prayers? Do you wonder why he seems so far away? Are you following him each and every day of your life, or are you living like these kings on your own? The second application is they have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. That's all it takes, friends. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he will give you some measure of deliverance. It's always our choice, isn't it? How do we want to live? Do we want to abandon the Lord? Do we want to forsake the Lord? If so, he forsakes us. If we walk with him, he will always walk with us. Lastly, God can fight our battles for us, even when the odds are against us. After Rehoboam, Abijah becomes king over Judah. He goes up against Jeroboam with 400,000 men. Jeroboam had 800,000, twice as many. But Abijah knows where his strength comes from. Chapter 13, verse 10. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. In verse 12, he warns Jeroboam, O son of Israel, do not fight against the Lord, the God of your fathers, for you cannot succeed. But Jeroboam ambushes Judah in front and behind. But God defeated Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. God defeated Jeroboam. God defeated Israel. Not Abijah. Not the tribe of Benjamin and the tribe of Judah. God. He will fight your battles. If you keep the charge of the Lord. If you keep him on your throne of life. Lord, thank you for the choices you give all of us. We choose to abandon you or follow you. We choose to follow you or forsake you. We choose to keep your charge or go against your law. Thank you for giving us choice. But you also exercise choice. If we abandon you, you abandon us. If we forsake you, you forsake us. But if we stand with you, you will stand with us. Hallelujah. I choose to stand with you. I choose to let you fight my battles for me. Win the victory, Lord, spiritually, physically, mentally, each and every day of my life as I stand with you. In Jesus' name, amen.